Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Katie Hammond, Executive Director with Loayza County Conservation, about a public survey they're conducting in an effort to make plans for the next 5 to 10 years.
Is this a survey that you guys have done in the past?
Yeah, it is, actually. We did the survey in 2014 when we did our last strategic planning process. And so we've revamped a few of the questions and taken a few questions out. We realized it was a little long last time, and we've made a short version and a longer version, and people can do whichever one they feel they have the time or desire to do. And so we've been getting some great results.
What types of information, opinions are you looking to gather?
Well, that's good questions. You know, we manage 18 different areas, and they range from 1 acre or less boat landings to campgrounds, to parks with quite a few amenities, to wildlife areas that have essentially no amenities, but maybe some mowed trails. And so we're just trying to get an idea of, you know, what direction does the public want us to go in the next 5 to 10 years so that we can base our ideas and suggestions and grant writing and fundraising and all that stuff off of people's priorities.
And how helpful was that information the last time you did a survey?
Yeah, incredibly helpful. So I go back to this all the time and check off actual projects that we've completed that we wanted to do, or if we're going to write a grant, we're like, what do we want to do? Let's flip through the book and see, what did we say we wanted? Oh yeah, haven't done this yet. Let's try for that or something. So it gives us some really good ideas and in directions we can head.
And you've got options for people to complete either the short or the long survey?
Yeah, we do. And so the last time we put this out, we had 4 public meetings, we had paper surveys, we had online surveys. We received 26 responses back from people in the online surveys, and we thought, we've got to be able to do better than that. And we think that part of the reason was because it was so long that it was just tedious. And so this year we let people know the short version is 4 questions. It takes 1 to 3 minutes. The long version has multiple questions and could take anywhere from 6 to 20 minutes. So if you mark, I don't camp, you don't have to answer any more questions about camping. Or if you mark, I don't use boat accesses, you don't have to do any more questions. But if you mark that you do, then, you know, we're going to ask you some more questions about what you think might be good to have there, or amenities you'd like, or updates or changes to those types of things.
You're taking surveys till February 15th. How long will you take to digest the survey results as far as when you turn that around to work it into your next comprehensive or strategic plan?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we had hoped to go through this planning process last year, but as you know, with the novel coronavirus, it made meeting in person difficult. And so we kind of pushed it back 1 year due to all the complications. So we're hoping to turn it around fairly quickly. Since we've done this pretty much same survey before, we've got it figured out how to analyze the data faster than the first time we did it. So, you know, I'm hoping a few months and hoping to have it out by at least the beginning of next fiscal year, which would be July 1, and hopefully before that.
You mentioned COVID-19 impacts in terms of delaying this process a little bit. When you look back, though, at 2020, how did you guys fare in the COVID-19 era?
Well, you know, I think that for a lot of people, parks became even more important than ever before. I think there was a renewed interest and a renewed desire to get out. For one, a lot of people were quarantined. They weren't at work, so they had extra time to get out. Then, two, you know, a lot of other things more dangerous to do. Being out in a park or a wildlife area gave you the ability to really well quarantine, fresh air, sunlight. It was beautiful for a lot of the year, and even into November, it was just gorgeous. And so we saw increased numbers at all of our parks, all the way from the spring turkey hunting, mushroom hunting, shed antler hunting. There were just more cars and more people out and about than ever before, but still in a very safe way.
As you look ahead, Katie, what are some of the challenges for Loayza County Conservation?
I think the number one challenge that we always run into is funding. Iowa, as you probably know, does not have a sustainable funding source for conservation projects. And so there's multiple conservation groups and organizations that have been working together since prior to 2010, when the Natural Resources and Outdoor Conservation Trust Fund passed by popular vote of the people, that the next time the state sales tax increased by at least 0.3 cents, that conservation and water quality pot of money would have sustainable funding in it. And so I think there's a lot of people still hoping and looking for that, that there just isn't a lot of grant money for things like amenities, building restrooms and shower houses and some of those things that the public needs and requires in order to use some of those areas more and to have, you know, more and more use at them.
Katie, how can they find the survey online? It's probably the quickest way for them to access it.
It's actually located on our website, LowisaCountyConservation.org. We also have links to it on our Loiza County Conservation Facebook page, our Loiza County Conservation Environmental Education Facebook page, the Tri-Rivers Conservation Foundation Facebook page. So we're just trying to get it out there as much as possible. It'll be in the newspapers coming out this week.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Katie Hammond, Executive Director of Loiza County Conservation. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.